Hey, this is TA Marion calling in from kilometer 2098. So we just almost broke the 2100 kilometer mark. We are camped on the shores of Tulita, Northwest Territories, and I had to keep a fox from hanging out with our canoe much of the evening. So that was kind of entertaining, and kind of not. Definitely has been fed because he was pretty darn bold. And anytime I chased him off, he tended to come right back. So we moved a couple things closer to us and solved that problem. Sort of a gray, drizzly, rainy morning again. So we're a little slow to get going since we arrived here last evening. After midnight, another delicious, amazing evening paddle, filled with rain, rainbows, stillness, and the smoking hills of Tulita. There's some lignite coal seams that miraculously burn every year. The little vents change each particular season, but we saw 9 or 10 different distinct smoking vents, and surrounded by yellow and red rocks that were pretty cool. And we'd been finding coal on various beaches the last day and a half, and saw definitely lots of coal on the beach as we paddled up. And some pretty light as we paddled up. We're going to get packed up. Fortunately or unfortunately, we haven't had to pack up that often in the rain, so we don't quite have our in-rain systems. We've usually had our rain at night or while we've been paddling during the day. And yesterday we just waited it out, but that may not be a strategy that will work over the next while. So I'm forcing myself to get dressed and go out into the rain, and we'll pay a visit to the northern and pick up some supplies and see a place that a dear friend of ours used to work long ago, and get a sense of town. And then we will scamper on past the Great Bear Mountain and the Great Bear River, which leads down from the Great Bear Lake. And then we'll continue on to paddle to Norman Wells will be our next little hit of internet. And I had a great radio interview with Chrissy Holmes on CBC Morning Show this morning. It'll actually play tomorrow, so if you want to tune in and hear my voice in a different format, please do. But we had a day yesterday of got up late again because of the pouring rain, packed up in the beautiful sunshine. The water was still, and then as soon as we got on the water, of course, the wind picked up. Paddled about 4K around the corner of Police Island and saw some very funky, wavy water stuff. So got off and then had a lovely hike around the point, and then to just sort of see what water conditions were doing. Came back and said, well, we're probably sitting here till at least early evening when it'll calm down. And just as the water was starting to calm down, then the sky got all worked up and said it was its turn. And so we quickly pitched the tarp and got in under the tarp just in time for three or four thunder cells to run over. Most kind of veered over us, but one decided to go right over us with some pretty good booms and big, a classic thunderstorm downpour. So we were glad when that was over and had some dinner, and then said, well, let's paddle into Tulita so that we can be there in the morning. And so we're here. It's great to be here. And phase 10 or 11, whatever it is now over, and we'll be starting phase 11. I think it is. I have to count them out on my fingers a little bit later today and start making way towards Norman Wells and paddling when the wind and the sky allow. And as I said in the little update, we're not in charge. We're only in charge of the decisions we make about when and how to paddle. And we continue to do that as safely as we can. And we're pushing on. It is day 63 here of paddling north. Just shy of 2100 in the kilometer mark. Take good care. Talk to you soon. Bye.